Hi, everybody. I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. It's the LCJ Q&A. Joining me is Miles Langlois, the creator and star of Adult Swim's new animated series, Apollo Gauntlet, premiering July 9th. Miles, how you doing?
I'm great. I'm good, and I hope you're well as well.
Thank you very much. I'm doing pretty good. I'm really fascinated by this show because it used to be a web series that began in 2012. Old episodes are on YouTube. I was watching some of them the other day. Tell me a little bit about the process of it going from a web series to now being on Adult Swim.
It was kind of a slow, gradual process of getting to the right people, I guess, through friends of mine and then through people in the arts community and stuff like that, and it just, you know, eventually got to LA somehow. It's kind of, I guess, when you post something on YouTube, you're waiting, you think in your wildest dreams that it'll reach somebody, so. Yeah, and then, so it reached a company called Six Point, and then that, they showed it to Adult Swim, somebody at Adult Swim, I think, and then, yeah, it's just a networking sort of thing, I guess, that happened accidentally.
But it's great that it's a part of this lineup, and the main character on the show, Paul Cassidy, a Canadian ex-cop who becomes a superhero. How have your Canadian roots really influenced Paul?
Probably partly my accent, but my upbringing, I guess, just growing up in a strange Canadian community my whole life. Like, I grew up further up north than I'm living now when I was a little kid, so it was kind of very remote, like in a mining community, and then eventually my family moved around a lot, and we eventually settled in Brandon, Manitoba, which is a few hours away from Winnipeg, and then I moved to Winnipeg for probably a decade, I guess, off and on, so, yeah, just, I'm not sure how it informs it. I mean, people seem to be, I'm not sure why people are fascinated by Canadians, because there's not a lot going on around this area, but I like that people are interested, but I don't know, I don't have too much to say about it. It's very remote, I guess I would say.
And you voice Paul, you voice also the talking gauntlets that guide him on this journey to becoming Apollo. Tell me a little bit about those talking gauntlets, because if you see them in the trailer, they're pretty funny to watch.
Yeah, my idea with it was that these gauntlets have probably been around for, you know, 1,000 years, and they just bond psychically to whoever puts the suit and gauntlets on. And so the gauntlets this time have bonded to a guy from Earth, so the gauntlets can understand all his stupid movie references and things like that. Like, he has all the same references and knowledge of watching B-movies and things like that that Paul Cassidy does, so it's just a slightly different thing for him, I guess. And it's, you know, he's got a sense of humor about it. He's always teasing Apollo and stuff like that.
Would you say because of all of the movie references that diehard B-movie fans should really watch this show?
I would hope so. I would hope everybody would watch it, I mean, to be honest. But no, I mean, I'm definitely like a huge, you know, movie guy. So, I mean, I feel like, and I grew up, you know, and a lot of people did, I guess, just a little kid could go to a video store and rent Nightmare on Elm Street or whatever, which is a weird time. Like, it's strange with, I think they're more careful with laws now about what people can watch, but I just remember being a little kid and renting 5 horror movies and watching them and just loving the shit out of it. So.
And of course, so many movies out these days, Wonder Woman, Spider-Man, they're all big superhero blockbusters. What do you think the main attraction is towards a superhero these days? Obviously, superhero characters have been around for a long time, but what do you think it is about right now that makes a superhero so appealing to people?
I don't know. It's like a lot of things, things seem to go in waves, I guess, like different trends and different, you know, fads and stuff like that. But I don't know. I always think people want they want heroes. They always want some form of hero, and it goes through different iterations, I guess. Like, you'll get strange ones like Death Wish and things like that, where there's some guy just shooting everybody.
When people think of the word Apollo, a lot of times what comes to mind is the Greek god Apollo. Would you say there are a lot of connections and comparisons between the Greek god Apollo and Apollo Gauntlet?
I mean, I read up a lot on it, actually, and there is some references to the mythology, because I was reading, I have a book, like a Greek mythology book, and I was reading about it. So there is, like, Apollo and Daphne, and Daphne's the love interest or the female hero in it. So, I mean, I did research, but it's very loose. I'm not referencing it directly, but I don't know. I like that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm really into mythology and especially older, you know, the mythology of heroes and things like that. I read a lot about that kind of stuff. So, but there is those elements in there. It's just obviously a little different in my version because it's goofy. But yeah, no, definitely.
Obviously, Paul is an ex-cop. Any experiences with cops from your past that kind of influenced maybe something funny that happens to Paul during the show?
No, I wouldn't say. I mean, probably I think at some point in my life I was lost and trying to think of what I wanted to do, and that was, I actually considered becoming a cop at some point, but I realized how badly that would work out. I would be the McNulty from The Wire. Just where he rubs everyone the wrong way and then gets put on some detail that's far away. Like, I would have been sent to Alaska or somewhere. But, yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. I guess I understand all this, all the stuff about cops doing bad things, all that stuff, but I've always had this feeling sort of that they're necessary. Like, if you have a problem, and it's come up in my life, I guess. Like, if you need help, there's somebody you need to call. So, I guess in mixing that in with what goes on sometimes, like bad things with cops, I still have that thing where I'm thinking, but we need to be able to call someone if something goes horribly wrong. So, yeah, I have a respect for it.
Very true. We do need somebody if we ever get in trouble a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. What if you couldn't call somebody? We'd be screwed.
Yep. My thoughts exactly. You are a self-taught animator. Who were some of your inspirations when you realized that animation was your passion for life?
Well, it started with movie making, and my brother's and my friends and I used to make a whole bunch of videos, and we tried to go into movie making, which we did. We started making movies and things like that, but it just seemed like such a complex and expensive process that at some point we started thinking, yeah, I don't know if this is going to work out. You know, and actors don't show up and things like go wrong, and at some point I just thought, What's a good way to make something that you don't have to rely on a whole bunch of people? Because people can be unreliable. I started just experimenting with different animation programs and found one that I really liked, and then I stumbled my way through it and made a whole bunch of episodes for YouTube.
And how would you say that since it began 5 years ago and you put the first episodes online, how would you say you have sort of evolved over that time, and those who watched the web episodes, what are they going to expect with this new series, maybe some different aspects than what they saw on the web?
It's a little more structured. It's better actors, because I was doing all the voices on the original one, so there's actual real actors that are involved in this one, which I think is a big plus, because, I mean, there's only so many different voices I can do, so getting actual actors to play the different characters is a huge leap forward, I think. And yeah, and the original series, I was making it up as I went along, so I didn't really know where it was going, and it did work out really well. I mean, I figured out how to, you know, finagle that, but this time I sat down and wrote sort of plot lines and scripts, and there's an arc through the season, and so, I mean, in that way, I think it's I guess I think of Evil Dead 1 and Evil Dead 2 in a strange way, because it's almost like a remake, but kind of fixing things a little bit, like, oh, I should have done this the first time, and this is what I'll do this time, so I don't know, there's just a lot of, there's more polish on it, which I like, because it looks better, and there's kind of a lot more effort put into it, I guess.
And one of those big actors being Tom Kenny, of course, the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants, and because you voiced a bunch of the characters, or all of the characters originally, was it tough for you to cast these actors or get these actors to voice these roles, and was it a little tough for you to say goodbye to voicing some of these characters?
No, I mean, I like I said, I was kind of only doing all the voices because of just out of necessity, I guess. Right? I just wanted to do something by myself, but I mean, I was relieved and happy to get all these great actors to do other characters, and there's a lot of new characters in the new series that, I mean, I definitely wouldn't have wanted to have attempted that many different voices. But no, I was very happy about it. I mean, anything. I mean, I was spending a lot of time writing the scripts too, so anything that someone else could do was a welcome relief to me.
And what's really interesting is you can watch the show on Adult Swim starting July 9th at 12:15 a.m., but all six episodes of the first season are online 2 days before the show debuts on July 7th. Really cool, but really interesting and modern decision to kind of do that.
Yeah, no, I mean, it makes a lot of sense in my mind, I guess, because I watch a lot of things that way. I think a lot of people watch, you know, binge-watch stuff. So, I mean, I guess they're probably just experimenting with what works better. But, I mean, that's great, though. It's the best of both worlds in a way, because it'll be actually on air, but people can just watch them at their leisure, too.
And is there something else, another passion project of yours in mind for down the line?
I don't know. I mean, I've been so focused on this. I definitely have other ideas, but it's just, I mean, I've been so focused on this that it's all I've been thinking about, I guess. So I want to make sure that it's, I wanted to make sure it was as good as possible. But yeah, no, I mean, I've made a lot of other cartoons and things, like pilot things, and posted them and stuff like that. But I mean, I don't know. This is my favorite one, so I love to focus on this one.
Well, Miles, it was a pleasure talking with you. Best of luck with Apollo Gauntlet. I'm sure everybody's going to be watching online and on TV when the show debuts. Best of luck, and thanks for joining me here on the LCJ Q&A today.
Well, thank you very much, too.
You're welcome. All right, Miles Langlois, Apollo Gauntlet, July 9, 12:15 a.m. on Adult Swim on Cartoon Network, and get all the episodes online 2 days earlier on July 7th. I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. This has been the LCJ Q&A.